This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's Tommy Robinson from the UK. And they put him in prison for fighting back. They took his house. They took his business. Everything in the last decade. And now he's very popular in the UK. And the lies about him being racist and all that, not true. The organization he founded kind of got taken over while he was in prison by some people. He then left it, exposed it. He's a really good guy, Tommy Robinson. But what he's not is somebody who's going to roll over and have his culture destroyed by outside barbarous groups that are the bane of civilization. TommyRobinson.com, TR, that's T Robinson New Era on Twitter. We got about 4 minutes left here. We did tweet out the video of you and your wife and your children being thrown out of the restaurant there at the pub by the police. So it's just an example for folks that want to see that in its entirety, what true authoritarianism means, where the left isn't going to let you be on the street, they're not going to let you be online, and they're going to demonize you, and they're going to say things about you that aren't true, and then they're going to turn all their bots loose on you because you've been dehumanized. And they've turned a lot of the UK police into basically Antifa. So putting some bookends on this, you are fighting back. The Phoenix is rising. I mean, that's the good prognosis, but is there any hope for Europe or the UK in general?
I just spent the last 3 days in Germany. So if I talk about Germany, I spent the last 3 days in Germany. I was in a city called Cottbus, where in one German city, you had a 15-year-old girl murdered by an Afghani migrant. In this Cottbus, they've had an explosion of violence in the last 2 to 3 years. Their population now has 8.5% of refugees, something they've never witnessed before. So I went there because thousands of them were demonstrating. And this is the media. And I hope this video goes out tomorrow. But I hope it exposes the media, because as I'm interviewing a German woman who's telling me how scared she is, and she's telling me about the violence across the country, the mainstream media journalist behind me says, liar. I turn around to her and say, excuse me, what did you say? She goes, she's lying. I goes, well, explain how she's lying. She goes, no, I don't need to explain. Do your own research. I said, you can't do that. You cannot do that. You have to explain now why she's lying. And she started pushing the camera. I said, you're a journalist. What are you doing? And at that point, I think I said to her, you are a fascist. And then she said, I'm going to get the police. But this will all be on our video. Then I got to more journalists. And I have 3 or 4 conversations with journalists, which completely exposes their agenda to slander and demonise these decent German people who are scared. And then the next day, I went to an AfD leadership meeting to see about how big the AfD is getting in Germany. And on Monday, I joined 10,000 people as they marched through the city of Dresden. So I'd say that this summer, I'd say that if the fight back and resistance, which has already started, I'd say Germany's where to keep your eye on. Britain is going to face a lot more. The British public are more awake than they've ever been. The reception I get now across the whole country is positive. The label that they've attacked me and beat me down with of racist is gone. No one ever says that anymore. They just say I'm against Islam or anti-Islam. I'd say that people are waking up, and I'm so glad that through the media or alternative media, we have an opportunity to speak to people direct. People no longer trust the media at all. I also done 2 live streams this week. You can watch them, where the journalists didn't know I was live streaming them. So I live streamed a sit down with Sky News and the BBC. And when you watch the interviews with them, it is so embarrassing on their behalf, because it completely exposed their agenda and their narrative and what they were trying to do.
So you did what I did with Megyn Kelly. I haven't seen those, but is it where they'll take a question about one thing and add it with another answer to make you sound crazy?
Yeah, they dropped words. He was dropping words about what I'd said. He was taking things completely out of context, but I was correcting him on them, and I knew that when it goes on Sky News, they'll show 20 seconds. Well, I've got 20 minutes now. So I just put my video out and said, here's the interview. And when he realises at the end, he says, none of this can go out. And I said, you might as well smile because you're live.
I know, I love doing it. Hey, brother, You got to start coming on every week. Talk to Nico. Talk to the crew. We got to start talking more. We got to work together. Because I don't even want to work with Watson. And I think you two guys teaming up would be the super dynamic duo. Tommy Robinson, you're awesome. We love you. And we really appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, brother. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we're getting more North Korean every day in this country. I mean, you know, yesterday the president says people who don't cheer are un-American and treasonous. And today we're going to start having big parades with tanks and missiles. People have to decide whether they want to have that kind of country. I mean, we have a country where we celebrate our troops, as Barbara said, when they come home from battle in Lower Manhattan, and we throw ticker tape. But the idea in peacetime, simply to have tanks roll through the streets of Washington, that's, to use a phrase that the president likes to use, in my experience, that's un-American.
And one of the reasons we don't tend to have those military parades in America is just the sense that, being the power that we are, we don't need to show off our military might like countries like North Korea or Russia might need to.
Talking about the cost of this parade and where, and there would be tanks, right? And would there be nuclear weapons like some countries? I mean, would it simply be whatever President Trump wants it to be?
No, I find it a bit difficult to even talk about the details of what this parade would look like, because it's a total waste of time.
Yeah, if this really would happen, like we're discussing it as if, and maybe it would. I mean, do you think it would?
It wouldn't look like a parade that we see in Pyongyang, certainly. It wouldn't look like a parade that we used to see when the Soviet Union would roll their massive military across Red Square. It would look like a bunch of great Americans who were probably feeling a bit embarrassed that they were required to do this.
Donald Trump is a showman. He likes the kind of bling and blang, casino kind of bells ringing. Thinks this parade will be a great idea. You know, it's the part that bothers me, Don, is Donald Trump is yet to visit our 15,000 troops in Afghanistan. We have 6,000 troops in Syria and Iraq. He's never gone to even see them. You know, Barack Obama was president 3 months and he went to Iraq. George W. Bush went 4 times to Iraq and twice to Afghanistan. The big gap here is a president that doesn't want to go meet our troops. He goes to Mar-a-Lago instead.
All right, let's talk facts before you give you some of the latest intel analysis on what's currently happening with our source, Zach, who is bona fides are excellent. His identity is known to me and his information is known to myself, but also some other sources that say he's an excellent analyst to be joining us. We're going to go to him here in a few minutes. But there are certain issues that are Rosetta Stones, or skeleton keys, as I call them, that open up what we're facing. The leftist globalists hate America. They've always hated our military. They're quoted as calling the military dumb animals. They're really scared of people that sacrifice or have courage, because they're a bunch of cloistered chicken-necked academics who are threatened by it. They're scared of them. leftists are just horrified of any individual that they have an idea has any physical or mental prowess that isn't fully in the state's hands. And they don't want to raise the morale of the military, just like MSNBC said after the State of the Union. They said, you can't talk about family, church, and our military. That's a nostalgia bygone era. That was said on MSNBC, CNN. I played the clips. I showed the tweets last week probably 25 times or more. And it's one thing to read a textbook from 15 years ago that they have at the University of Texas that I showed on air. It says the family's to be phased out. It belongs to prehistoric era. It's barbarous. Those were the terms used. And then you see them say it now on TV. So we haven't had a military parade for the veterans and all they sacrificed and their families and those who have died in 19 years, 18 and a half years. Everybody else has them. Now, obviously, you've got authoritarian regimes. They do them, too, and do them every week because that's all they are. That's like saying because authoritarian regimes have bad police, we can't have any police, and that police are inherently bad because police are bad in North Korea. See how that works? Because they want to demoralize us, and they don't want Trump to be seen in the center of that as the commander-in-chief, and they want to continue to demoralize people. That's their goal until they take down America. Then you're going to have parades every week, and then it's going to be dangerous and bad, and it's going to be SJWs leading it, and they're going to be all over the streets not letting you go out in public, shutting you down online, and putting you in prison, just like they're doing to folks that exposed the Islamic invasion in the UK. Last hour we showed footage of people at a restaurant with little kids and his wife, and the police come in, not the restaurant. The restaurant doesn't tell them to go. The police say, you're not allowed in this town. Get out. And make him go to his car in Cambridge and leave. He's suing them. And it isn't like he's, you know, convicted drug dealer in the old days. The sheriff says, get out of town here, boy, because he's elected or whatever. And, the town elects him and gives him the authorization to do that. That's still probably unconstitutional. But this is just a nice family because they're globalist. I'm going to go to our guest here in just a moment. It's just that I don't get demoralized. In fact, when they were on top of us, I always had energy and was angry and ready to fight because I knew they were on top of us. Now that we're starting to have some victories, they're coming out of the closet about how bad they are, and it's a weird psychology where they're so evil and so sick and got so many bad people willing to work for them in the media and the rest of it that it's demoralized me, not to a great extent, but it's put a chink in somebody that really have never been able to demoralize. When it came home, it's not just some tiny elite at the top. Man, we got a lot of really bad people running things at every level who are dug in and really vicious and really hateful and who are just downright evil, man. They'd rather go out of their way to be allied with this globalist sickness than be winners and be more successfully for their own family and themselves. And that's what gets to me, is that these people will do active evil. Active evil. And defend evil wherever it is worldwide. Our media has been defending North Korea, saying it's great and Trump's bad, and except to call him North Korea. So, Zach, tell us what you got coming up. I appreciate you joining us to give us updates on your sources, but also just your analysis as a great intel source. And we're not debating or fighting with QAnon. I'm just saying QAnon's not known, and you think there's some good group of good guys, and so do I. I'm just saying your bona fides are vetted and known by me. So you're giving people some really interesting, powerful info. And what you told us in the past has turned out to be very, very accurate. So what's the latest on the radar screen? Thank God, you said they rolled up some of those Plantera attacks that we know are always ongoing in little Somalia there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. But so it's good that that didn't happen. But more Amtrak derailments, more Amtrak problems, and a lot of other stuff. So what's on your radar?
Yes. Hello, Alex. It's great to be back on with you and have the opportunity to connect some dots and get into some very important breaking issues and events. I joined you from just outside Cape Canaveral, where yesterday, SpaceX, in conjunction with our government, made history. But the big points in breaking intel will center around uncovering and rolling up deep state Islamic sleeper cells and the removing of left-behind deep state assets and key military and judicial positions among the waterfront. But those two big stories and, just a lot going on right now.
That is all extremely important. What do you make, just to the general battle space right now with the globalists, are they demoralized yet? Because they're fighting harder than ever, even though what they're doing is exposing them.
Well, we have a very clear choice on this planet. And here it is. Our country is either going to align with China and Pakistan, or we're going to have an alignment with Russia and India. And we know who wants what in this country. And that decision will shape the next 50 to 100 years. And this choice is critical. With Russia, you have them just today, deporting all their North Korean migrant workers to sort of, go along with the UN sanctions and everything like this. And, they've done nothing but, look at things for us. They fought ISIS. They should be our sister country. They're more aligned with us. India, the moral comparison to Pakistan is night and day. You have their premier falling into the arms of Trump, and they're just, really on board.
This is so important. Stay there. Let's get a U.S. Special Operations Command perspective on the real global alliance and what some of the top generals behind Flynn were wanting Trump to do that freaked the globalists out so much. An alliance between Russia, the United States, bringing down the euro, bringing freedom back to Europe, allied with India and Japan and others.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up, ladies and gentlemen, I don't talk to Zach off air before he comes on with us. We just set him up as a guest. And he started calling in, I guess, a year and a half ago, and just had amazing analysis that I knew I was getting similar information from people that are currently high-level CIA, formerly CIA, Defense Intelligence, Army Special Operations Command, Delta Force, just how that Delta Force works. Is you're in the combat group, you never get out of it. And then there's, like, administrative people, and they embed them all over the infrastructure. That's not a secret to foreign governments. I'm not giving secrets out here, but... That's the type of analysis I get from those people. And, of course, they get my analysis as well, and I do my own research. But we looked at Russia in the last few years, the last decade, and said they're anti-communist, they're becoming free market, their taxes are lower than us, they're pro-Christian, it's real, and they don't even want the surrounding countries around them. They just don't want to be destabilized by George Soros. And, you know, they're banning teaching kids, you know, how to be transgender in Russia. You know, that's why the globalists don't like them. They've come out of the leftist globalist experiment. But let me just go back to Zach. And so why not ally with Russia just for the resources alone? Because they've got two to three times what Africa does, like five, six, seven times what we've got, depending on how you look at it. And all the rest of it, the whole crossroads of the world with the U.S. and Russia, and then linked up with Japan, South Korea, India, and then boom, the rest of the world, that's a real alliance for peace. China's done with their expansion, if that happens. If you want an American century, but a century for India and Russia and the whole world, it's a match made in heaven, and the Russians are begging for it. They're begging for it, because it's a good move. Okay? They've already enjoyed 85 years of being a proxy state, trying to take over the world, and having the globalists come in from foreign countries and run them, and get, you know, all the hunchback globalists, you know, feeding on them. And so... it's a magic moment. And Zach, we'll have you in the next segment because I'm ranting here. Finish up that point. But then you want to get into this breaking news. Saudi man in Oklahoma charged with lying about Al-Qaeda training. And then a Saudi who helped Al-Qaeda camp is arrested in Oklahoma. You say that's critical. Which one you want to hit now? The two geopolitical choices that we have. One, be run by the globalist, and the Vatican controlled by the globalist and the communist Chinese and the socialist EU, allied with Hollywood and all the and Pakistan, or go with the new common sense alliance that has matriculated up from the boardrooms of the Pentagon, not from the think tanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just to recap, you know, I mean, in this country, as a globe, we have a clear choice here. It is an alignment with China and Pakistan because they're tethered at the hip for several deep state issues, or an alignment with Russia and India. Obviously, you know, the CIA, FBI Operation Mockingbird narrative given to their media assets, which is death, destruction, deception, are pro-China, pro-Pakistan for whatever reason on the left. If you look into the Muslim Brotherhood, Awan Brothers connection, I don't like that. They have an out for Russia. Russia could do no good. India just kind of gets swept under the rug. They're fairly neutral, but they are a staunch ally with Russia. So you get one or the other. You don't get India if you go with Pakistan. That's just not going to happen. So it's a clear choice, China or Pakistan or Russia and India. And the lines are drawn, and it's obvious. We're seeing, and we spoke about this several months ago, the North Korea narrative changing quickly and precisely, humanizing the North Korean population by hosting the defectors at the White House. You know, the tide's turning there, and the raging fires of strategic patience are being put out and contained. So there's a real-world war threat there that we're containing, and it's obvious that we're not going along the lines. We're not going to follow the North Korea, you know, strategic patience, generational facade that's been going on. So I think Trump and the White House currently is hoping to align with Russia and India, but obviously the media and the left and a majority of the country, unfortunately, is criticizing him for this. And I don't know if publicly he's feeling the pressure and starting to do certain things. I'm not sure. He's a very strategic individual. He knows what he's doing and he's savvy. But we have to align with Russia and India, not China and Pakistan. We've been aligning with China and Pakistan generationally for quite some time, and look at the mess it's created. So that's at
an They've 100% cheated on every deal, backstabbed us, and you see Trump now is starting to take Pakistan to the woodshed.
Absolutely. And information is going to come out, and it's going to, you know, the FISA memo was just the beginning. But like I said, Pakistan.
Well, we said this 6 months ago. The way to beat ISIS and the Taliban is don't let them run across the mountains of Pakistan like they've been doing.
Absolutely. And, the ISI and the Awan brothers, Muslim Brotherhood, have a lot to do with this. And this information is going to start to come out, obviously, in the next couple months. And it's going to be pretty interesting. And, you know, we can't align with this. They've double-crossed us. They've been doing terrible things in this country. And, you know, Trump signaling to, you know, he signed the executive order to keep Guantanamo Bay open. This is critical. I just hope that, you know, we could keep the momentum, in full effect and not sort of fall into a popularity contest, because I've seen some troubling things come out of the White House in response to Russia or some military actions. You know, I got a feeling that Trump and Putin get along quite well, and hopefully that is the case. And India, the Indian premier and Trump do get along very well. But, you know, we're in economic warfare. We're in actual warfare. So, you know, we're in dire times here. But the alignment and the groups that we need to align ourselves with is clear to me and all the patriots. But if you would, you know, watch any leftist or mainstream media, you would think Russia is the enemy. Russia is the worst thing on the planet. That it is the China.
And from my research, Russia has put up with a whole bunch of attacks, insults, sanctions, being drugged through the mud, even under Obama, and now under Trump has absolutely kicked Russia right in the face while telling Putin, I'm your buddy, I'm your friend. And I think the Russians are sophisticated enough to understand that Trump tried this realignment, said he wanted it. The globalists came in and freaked out about it because they're the ones that are actually destroying our country. They want to cut us off resource-wise and only give it to China. But it's totally clear. So Trump's turning America back on. He's reactivating our sovereignty. But as a olive branch of the neocons that got into the White House via Bannon and others, he is just really escalating things to help George Soros try to destabilize Russia. And I just think anything George Soros is up to, we should oppose.
Absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, economic ideas or ideals, it's, you have a communist sort of, you know, communist ran economy there in China where it's top down, or you have Russia, which is trying to get its free market going and trying to, you know, really spread and, you know, breed a new country there and breed a new economy. And when it comes to the moral comparisons between Pakistan and India, that's quite clear. You get radical Islamists in Pakistan, or you get the moral Hindu or Buddhist base in India. So to me, the idea is very clear. Obviously, we think rationally. And
why do Indians love Trump so much in India and in the U.S., even before Trump won? I was looking up the Indian leader. He doesn't normally start hugging people over and over again. He wouldn't turn loose of Trump.
Well, they're also in a fight with their life, and you know they border Pakistan, so they've been involved in, you know, internal conflicts there forever. And if you know the type of individuals coming out of Pakistan, the most radical brand of Islam, the craziest factions of Islam with deep state, deep state backing, a lot of, you know, Al Qaeda, ISIS, Mujahideen, preparation came out of Pakistan. So a lot of this was, you know, really centered in Pakistan. It's such a class of culture that we can't even decipher and realize what's going on there. But the intelligence agencies know the problem that Pakistan is, and obviously their neighboring country of India understands that problem.
That's right. 100 nuclear weapons at least. And, you know, they claim that AQ Khan gave them the nukes, but I always wonder who really gave Pakistan the nukes. The word is China. And then now we hear Pakistan may have given them to Saudi Arabia. We'll discuss that all on the other side, and then I'll get into the whole transgender. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWars Store www.thewagegarnishments.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
By the way, I don't want to be the Central Texas Command Center, and I don't want to be the main enemy of these people, but it's got to be done. And if you understand why they hate us, you'll understand the key to the game. We got their number. They think you're so stupid. They've all written white papers and books about everything. The CFR, every time their bi-monthly book comes out, it's how they're going to shut America down and the Chinese century, and every stinking one of them is basically on the Chinese payroll. And the media spins it. Oh, you don't want Chinese people. Give me a break. There's a billion, 400 million of those folks, and 90% are at slave wage level. They put people categorized, blood type, genome type, down to genome type. Harvest their organs on the tarmac. That's how they advertise it, the freshest. They have execution vans in every city, 12 vans in their bigger cities. That's how fat, how busy they are. And they fly into Japan and implant the organs an hour and a half later. And they advertise the freshest. And the leftist media goes, Jones is attacking the Chinese again. He doesn't like Asians. I'm not even going to play race cards here. See, well, I will play the race card. My family has worked and donated money so that Asian children aren't aborted, and we have adopted from Asia. So, see, that's the difference. It's not some white knight thing here. It's that we try to do what we say we're for. And it's only added pleasure and goodness to our lives, my dear sweet sister. But it just shows how they twist everything so evilly. We're going back to Zach here. They just pointed out that I never plug anymore. And I talk to the accountants when I plug. There's enough money to pay for things if I always plug. When I don't, things happen where there's not even funds for me to be able to battle globalist assaults and things. So I need you to flood me with stupid, dirty cash. Because I can take that crap and I can turn it around towards information warfare with the truth against the globalists, and I can stand against their fights. When you buy the products, we're strong like a lighthouse out on a promontory, out on a peninsula in a raging typhoon. When you don't pray for us, when you don't spread the links, when you're not excited, and when you're not buying products, we are nothing. That's why don't thank me when you call in or on the street. We're in this together. God Almighty, I'm embarrassed to have my behavior and you know, up here, and I'm exhausted and I do too much, and I'm kind of like a guy in the 12th round, like stumbling up against somebody. It isn't about me. Okay, if I wanted that, I could be anything I wanted in Hollywood, and I'm not bragging. That's how they get you to sell out. So it's about you. You're the power. You're the future. When you buy the products, you get things you really need. And I'm not going to belabor this, but Icarin is the name of this new product that we came up with that is the strongest, highest quality known herbs and compounds that help your liver and your kidneys detox. And it's amazing. And it is for liver and kidney function. Detoxifies the body. I'm about to do a detox on it. I need to with all the stuff in the environment. And Lord knows I don't take care of myself. Just because I know all this stuff doesn't mean I follow all of it. When I take a lot of my supplements, I do great. Then I just get back out. I know how it is. And then I can get back out of not doing it. So Icarin is now available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And out of the gates, it is 50% off because I want you to experience it and I want you to try it. Folks, at $19.95, you sign up for AutoShip, it's a loss leader. They've got other similar formulas that are $60-$70, and I know for a fact if they're using organic, concentrated, high quality stuff, there's $15 worth in it, and none of them do that. It's all dried, old crud that is not strong. That's why our turmeric system is 400 plus milligrams, and curcuminin, it's a 95 on a scale. The average turmeric out there is 3% curcuminin. That's why it took us years to put out a turmeric product. Because we wanted to give you the best, and we got it. Bodies. That's 50% off, but that's got to end soon because I'm not going to let it sell out. I'm going to have it go back to regular price soon because it's close to selling out. It'll be months till we get more of Bodies. We got plenty of Icarin because it just came out. And you owe it to yourself. I get it. We're like tough guys, or we think we are. We're like, I don't need any detox, whatever. I don't care. Until you get the liver cancer or whatever, or until your liver shuts down or whatever. We need to be here for our families. I get the thing about when you're duty-bound and focused on just working your ass off and everything else. That it's like you're not suicidal. You don't want to die, but you're not really worried about it. You know what I mean? You're going to join your ancestors anyways. No more pain. But we have to take care of ourselves. It's like my dad's dad. Then I'm going to go to our guests. I'm sorry. I'm a bad. He's got so much to cover, but I got to plug. My dad will watch his dad sit there and take Hooper Tox. It was basically cyanide-based powder. You're supposed to wear a mask and gloves and put a little bit on the backs of cows. All he knew was it killed the screw worms and flies real quick. And I remember him saying, when my dad read it, he was like 6 years old, he read the Hooper Tox. He said, Daddy, this says it's cyanide. You got to wear a mask and gloves. He's like, I'm not a wimp. I'll do whatever I want. Well, when he got bone cancer, it wasn't fun. So that's what I'm talking about here. We can't just be these tough guys. Tough guys take care of themselves. It's time we all start doing that. And I'm giving myself a speech here, too. Because I know how great all this stuff is, and at the time, I don't take it. It's just like this macho crap. I'm not even trying to be that way. I just can't help it. And I don't want to be that way anymore because I need a beer for my family, and I know that. I'm saying all of you need to take care of yourselves. All of us do. All right, going back to Zach. Zach, you got big breaking news on what you talked about last week about Guantanamo Bay and leaving Islamists behind inside the U.S. Now it's breaking. Saudi, who attended Al-Qaeda training camp, was arrested in Oklahoma. You said this is all part of the commanders being fired from Guantanamo Bay. Zach, what's the intel?
Absolutely. This all ties in together. This is the turning of the tides. This is just after a week of Trump signing the executive order to keep Guantanamo Bay open. Yesterday, we had two unprecedented events. The first one we'll get into is the proof of concept. If we could stop one of these, if we could find one of these, we could roll them all up, and we could do the same thing to them all. So the first issue is the deep state Islamic sleeper cell asset finally arrested. This individual's name is Mr. Al-Falaj. That's spelled A-L-F-A-L-L-A-J. And Mr. Al-Falaj, in 2000, was a part of the Al-Farouq training camp in Afghanistan, the most hardcore training camp they have there before the towers were hit, where they obviously have the video evidence and them going through the monkey bars and the whole nine and all this. But these were the initial group of Al-Qaeda, you know, the initial base and command there before the attacks in 2001. And, of course, you know, after the attacks, they fled that area, but our special operators and intelligence agencies flooded the area in Afghanistan and picked up key intel. Al-Falaj was identified in a major raid. They got his ID, physical phone numbers, physical addresses, DNA evidence. They knew exactly who he was, name, address, all of it from D.C., from sort of deep state factions in Saudi Arabia, these guys who eventually went to Afghanistan with the left-behind Mujahideen individuals who became what we know as Al-Qaeda. Oops, I meant Al-Qaeda. And let's just get into the story. So that happens. They got him booked, and they have his full profile at the FBI counterterrorism office. He has a full file and everything. A lot of time passes in between that, obviously. And in 2011, he comes to the U.S. on a non-immigrant visa. His so-called wife is going to Southwestern Oklahoma State University, about an hour outside of Oklahoma City. So he comes in on a non-immigrant visa. First of all, that should have been a big red flag. This guy just literally files a non-immigrant visa and gets in. So they have him in the FBI counterterrorism. They have his file. They know who he is. He's actually a high-value target. He's in the States, no problem. That's a big deal. Okay, then a lot of...
We got to go to break. Come back, and I'll give you the floor for this final segment. I'll go ahead and host part of the fourth hour. Tommy Robinson's agreed to co-host with me, but I'll get into the whole transgender conspiracy at the start of the fourth hour. But Zach's breaking down a high-value Al-Qaeda target, a pretty high level, brought in and protected by Obama, now being rolled up by Trump. And, of course, there's a lot of other folks you don't hear about who are getting dirt naps.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're talking to Zach, our really amazing intel source. I have other sources that are in similar walks of life and other areas, and they pretty much mirror our own research. In fact, a lot of our research is their research and back and forth. I mean, truth, objectively looked at two different people or 1,000 different people, pretty much comes up with the same truth of your common sense. It's very pragmatic as well, and I don't lionize our military, because militaries can certainly end up being used the wrong way in authoritarian ways, but I was pleasantly surprised in the last 5-6 years to learn that it's been our military that said no to Obama openly bringing down Syria and backing al-Qaeda and ISIS, the whole deep state thing to bring in radical Islam and let it carnage the rest of Islam, because the biggest enemy of Muslims is the globalist funded radical Islamists out of Pakistan and other areas. As Zach, who, believe me, can speak directly to that, he's a leading expert on it, and folks knew who he was. So you're looking at all this, and you see the bigger globalist plan. It's just chaos for everybody. Screw over the Muslims, screw over the West, screw over the Christians, screw over the Buddhists, screw over the Japanese, screw over the Indians, screw over the Chinese people. And Cy Hirsch has written about this. You know, Cy Hirsch said he wanted to come on last year and give us credit for our reporting and everything. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he's what I'd call a real classical liberal in that he understood what had really gone on and happened in military to military, how our own military checkmated Obama and the plan to really cause a clash of civilizations. So it's a very sophisticated issue, but I wanted Zach to finish up with just this story about, rolling up this Al-Qaeda leader here in the United States who was, patient zero there at the original Al-CIA to protected areas, and how criminal elements of our government, not even the whole CIA, let's be clear, but under Obama and Clinton, certainly, and even Bush, already said the exact same people. So it was the whole CIA, at least the leadership level before. Now Trump is ending that whole policy. And then you were going to get into the rest of it, how this arrest ties into what happened at Guantanamo Bay and those firings.
Absolutely. So now we have established that that the FBI counterterrorism had a profile on this guy. Our intelligence agencies knew exactly who he was. He entered our country in 2011 on a non-immigrant visa with his official name, with his actual name. This is ridiculous. And he goes into just an hour outside of Oklahoma City. This is where it gets good. So he outstays his non-immigrant visa. He's expired in his non-immigrant visa. Still no red flags. Still no arrest. Still nothing. Then in 2016, he starts to take private flying lessons, if you could believe that. This is validated. This is on record. So this individual in 2016, who should have been rolled up three times, he should have never even been here since 2011, starts taking flying lessons in 2016. Still no arrest. He's not being rolled up. He's in communities, no job, no income. We know who he is, nothing. Okay. Then just yesterday, he's arrested. And is it the FBI kicking in doors, kicking in doors and he's out of there? No. He was arrested on an immigration charge. So it was patriots and security firms that forced the FBI to do their job. They said, look, this guy's got a non-immigrant visa. If he gets rolled up on that, you'll see his name in the database, and you're forced to follow.
Sure. Now that it's embarrassing, they're just getting rid of it because patriots forced it. And then let me guess, does he tie into networks and other events?
Absolutely. He is one of so many. And at that southwestern Oklahoma State University, there's many Saudis there. Of course, we can't deny.
Well, that's where a bunch of them trained there before 9/11.
Absolutely. And I mean, this university, southwestern Oklahoma State, is just there. But make no mistakes, folks, this guy was taking flight lessons. The type of background checks and vetting that needs to happen just to fill out the applications to start the flying process are incredible. But forget that. This guy's been in the country since 2011, overstaying visas. We know who he is. He's a high-value target. And this guy was going to kamikaze a plane into a federal building in Oklahoma City filled with goodies. You bet. Okay.
Which is funny because they had their deep state operatives, Michael Hastings' wife that sold him down the river, and her statements. She pops up at key times as statements and said, there's going to be a new Oklahoma City, a mass murder, a massacre, a week and a half ago. You released this memo, and then you have that being, I said, look, that's a talking point because she's a key person that they use as a gopher to run flags up. I'm not even saying she's involved. They just use her as an errand girl. And then Adam Schiff pops out and says the exact same thing last week. So are you saying, I think in the classified stuff, that something big was foiled?
Absolutely. That's why they had to foil it. It was security firms and patriots who forced the FBI's hand, but it wasn't under their own volition. This was based off of an initial immigration issue. The same thing as an illegal Mexican, working and, not doing e-verify and being rated.
Sure, there's a file. The guy's Al-Qaeda from the beginning. He's year one, year one alumni, Al-Qaeda, and he's here, obviously got a network. That area, as you point, just in public intelligence, that's a key center for him, probably their key center, for whatever reason, right under folks' nose. And then this happens, and so right there, I wish I knew the whole story behind that.
So let me get this straight. They could dragnet under Carter Page and FISA, but they can't catch these guys? Really? If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you, because he's one of many, and it's all being rolled up. And this happened simultaneously. The arrest of this guy, which was a signal to the rest of them, because they're done, and we know exactly who they are. That's exactly why this guy, Mr. Al-Falaj, was rolled up, because he's in communities. He has no income. He's taking flying lessons, and we know what's going on there. Okay, this happened simultaneously, where Secretary of Defense, with the support of President Donald Trump, fired and removed two key high-level individuals at Guantanamo Bay, one of which was Harvey Ryshkov, who was the convening authority for the military commissions, and the second was Gary Brown, who was the legal advisor for military commissions. Both these guys are at the helm of the trials for 9/11 terrorists, and we all know what happened on that morning of 9/11. We all know the false flag pretenses. We all know how it was a plan to, you know, cripple our country, cripple our economy.
But let's be clear, because they always misrepresent, and I'm the guy that, you know, from the day one's been doing, exposing it. They say, we're saying America did it, or our military did it, or the firemen did it. No, criminal elements working with radical jihadists in a whole operation that's so deep we don't have all the answers. We just know the official story is a lie. We're using that to use an excuse to go in the Middle East, not to stop radical Islam, but to sow radical Islam, destabilize things, then collapse Europe, and then have a clash of civilizations that takes out Islam and Christianity at the same time. Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely. That was the cornerstone event, the cornerstone event to the generational push and pretext to align with China and Pakistan, to enter a one-world government, to completely dissolve what we have going on here. And unfortunately, the Donald Trump, or I should say fortunately, and unfortunately for them, the deep state actors, but fortunately for us, Donald Trump and his being elected into the presidency has stopped that. And this is very critical. This is exactly what's going on. You don't understand. The two individuals that were moved at Guantanamo Bay, this is unprecedented. Mattis, you know, stomped right down there and removed him. What was the official point? They didn't cover this up. This is not a retirement. They said it was a loss of confidence, unquote. They know what happened on 9/11. Trump talked to Jeb Bush directly on the stage for the world to see what happened on 9/11.
Well, I was told behind the scenes he was going to... They threatened Cruz over his dad, which is no. They got a CIA file. It's him. He went away. They're like, oh, what? They're like, oh, yeah. Trump's got all the files. Exactly. And he let them all know. I'm going to bring 9/11 out. Trump's on tape 2 weeks after 9/11 saying bombs blew up Building 7. So Trump, exactly. Trump knows it all. That's what I've been told by high level people that have been in like 2 hour conversation with Trump, even late last year. Is they go, Alex, you don't get it. He knows it all. Like Corsi said, before you were even born, then behind the scenes, I would have these long conversations. Trump is like obsessed with all this and knows the whole thing. That's why they're crapping their britches right now.
Absolutely. And the stranglehold, and this is a stranglehold and conspiracy just crippling our country. And it's on its way out. This has massive implications also once cleansed and decapitated on the economy. Once this is absolutely decapitated from our economy, our defense spending will reflect that. Of course, Trump wants a strong military. And this is Ron Paul territory where he says, hey, a strong military doesn't mean a strong defense doesn't mean a strong preemptive empire building system. So we could both shrink our defense budget and also have the most capable military ever when we're not in, you know, including ourselves in this full spectrum.
Well, say it. The globalists give us policies to sap us and sabotage us and not be strategic.
Exactly. So you have individuals like Peter Schiff on yesterday, who I respect and admire, and all these projections and everything is based on a perpetual defense budget. These defense budgets are based on empire building, are based on full spectrum dominance, built-in plan and scripted false flags that once actually contained, once we're not engaging in it, once we're not orchestrating it.
And what you're letting out is the big secret. We got to go to break. We'll come back in 1 minute. The big secret is that Trump's truly pragmatic and doesn't want false flags, doesn't want Machiavelli. He wants straight shooting. But the insane people inside the globalist system think that's mentally ill. No, that's called honor. That's called getting things done. It's called America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Top